Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek with Stacey Orndorff on Food for Thought today. Hi, Stacey.
Hello.
I just saw you last Wednesday at the farmer's market in your beautiful booth. Portable. It's not a booth. It's a traveling food truck.
Yeah, food truck. Full blown. Yep.
Heartland Coffee and Nosh. And you recently had a ribbon cutting.
Yes.
So tell us about a little bit about your background and how you got to this point.
Okay. Well, we have had the experience of running a coffee and food truck for 2 years through the nonprofit Java Hub. And we helped kids get a food truck off the ground, and my husband and I volunteered our time to manage that and to run that for 2 summers at the farmer's market. And we actually tried to, our family owned the trailer, but we tried to sell everything because the nonprofit was no longer interested in running that program. The kids have kind of run the course. And so we spent the winter trying to sell it. And I decided if this thing doesn't sell, then I'm going to have to go back out and I'm going to have to launch my own business and give it a go, because it's fun, but it's a lot of hard work, and which is part of why we wanted to sell it. And we thought if we could take all the problems with it and we could make those go away by buying a truck that we could drive, then I think we could do this. So it didn't sell, and it was February, March when you have to start making decisions if you're going to go back out for the season. And so we decided to get a loan and buy a customized food truck that we just got in mid-June. And so we changed the name and rebranded and relaunched as Heartland Coffee and Nosh.
Well, it's fun to look at the truck and some of the graphics and the artwork and the design. So that part it's really fun. So tell us a little bit about your menu. I know we were talking earlier, some of your things are from scratch. You have some family recipes. And what is your philosophy about food?
My philosophy about food. Well, for one thing, I think every single ingredient should be thought about when you put it into a recipe. And so when we came up with our menu, whether it was a mocha latte or an avocado bowl, we look at each and every ingredient, if it's giving us the flavor that we want, the quality at the price that we want, and if we can get it sourced easily and as much as possibly ethically. And so that's kind of my philosophy behind food in general, that you should get the best quality that you can, the freshest that you can, and blend the flavors together for a palate. For us, we have to really think about a broad audience. So we talked about if this market was ready for too much of a niche menu, and so we haven't gone extreme niche. We've just kind of, we're on the border of it. And so we'd like to meet the needs of vegetarians and vegans and low carb. And so we like to have healthy alternatives to other food trucks that kind of center around the deep fat fried food and stuff like that. So we try to stay with fresh things that when you go away and you eat it, you feel good instead of weighted down.
And you mentioned also before we started the interview that you make your own syrups?
Yes. We make our own. So for flavored lattes, if you have a vanilla latte or a mocha or caramel, you put a sauce or a syrup in there. And so we make all of our own sauces and syrups.
And tell us a little bit more about some of your menu items. I see some really fun things here. Breakfast bowls, salmon sliders. And I did see people walking away from your truck with mason jars.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to incorporate some kind of memorabilia that people could take of the truck, but that would also serve as a practical item in their kitchen and would just kind of be a viral thing that people would really want to get one of those coffee and Nosh items. And so we settled on the mason jar. And so we sell those for $10, and your first drink comes with a jar. And then we have certain menu items that are only available if you have the jar. And that's kind of our catch to get people to buy the jars. So we do special, like today, we've got a watermelon mint sparkling lemonade. We do espresso floats in those. We've done some things with dry ice so that they're foggy and kind of fun bubbling over drinks. It'll be fun this fall to see what we come up with too. So then you can bring the jar back and there's a refill price, or you can get any drink on our menu in the jar for a discount.
And because you are mobile, I mean, we know you're at the farmer's market on Wednesdays and Saturdays. What is your itinerary the rest of the time?
Yeah, so Thursdays, we just started in June going to Morningside every Thursday, and we're there from 7 to 4 in the afternoon. So we do some pastries from Pastry Parlor. We've teamed up with them so that we, it's hard for us to do breakfast and lunch in the same day because of the items we have to stock and we have limited storage. And so we do the pastries for breakfast, then we do a lunch item, and then we have gelato in the afternoon.
And we gelato?
Make, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Gelato, yes.
Yep. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And if you combine espresso poured over gelato, it's called an affogato, and it's to die for. It really is. And then we put a little piece of biscotti on there.
I'm going to have to try that. And even though RAGBRAI is over, we're at the end of July, which I can hardly believe. You did RAGBRAI in Orange City.
Started in Alton. Yep.
And you're going to be at some of the fairs.
Yes, Woodbury County Fair, the first week in August, so next week.
What else do we need to know about Heartland Coffee and Nosh?
I guess just we're really passionate about employing kids, youth, and young adults, especially kids that are interested in entrepreneurship. We try to provide them with leadership skills and also just an opportunity. If they have a business idea, we want to partner with them. And we look at the whole employment as a mentoring situation. And we want to give all of our employees skills for the future in leadership, and whether it's the job that they take or their career that or their education, whatever. We want to put them on a good path and give them a chance. And I hear from parents all the time, you have no idea how important it is that you're hiring kids, because not just anybody will hire kids. And if they do, they don't give them the skills that they need to succeed. And so I'm really passionate about that.
Well, I feel like there's this altruism, this altruistic thread kind of running through the business. And as long as I've known you, I've always admired your entrepreneurial spirit. So I think this is very exciting, and we really wish you well. And if anybody would have any questions, I mean, like, is it possible to have your truck come to, you know, we have a pretty broad service area.
Yeah, we are going to more and more areas all the time. A lot of corporations are looking for food trucks. So maybe if you work for a company, maybe mention it to HR or something to have food trucks come. We like to team up with other food trucks if it's going to be a large crowd, because we don't want people to stand in line for hours, you know, so we want to be able to get through crowds as fast as we can too. So, but we've done, like, Sunnybrook Church has hired us. We've got a couple other events like that. We've go to Orange City. The Staples Center there is having us come. Lamar's for special events. So, yeah, we have our email is coffee.nosh@gmail.com. We have a website, coffeeandnosh.com. And then we're all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. We have a vlog.
Sounds like you've got all the bases covered. That's great. Well, and we, of course, will see you every Wednesday and Saturday at the Sioux City Farmers Market. And then when are you in Morningside again?
Thursdays.
Yes. Okay.
And then Food Truck Fridays. I can't believe I forgot about
Food Truck
Friday.
Oh, I know. How could we forget that? That's just a fabulous thing. Well, Stacy, always, always a pleasure to talk with you, and all the best with Heartland Coffee and Nosh.
Thank you. Thanks.
We've been speaking with Stacy Orndorff from Heartland Coffee and Nosh on Food for Thought today. I'm Gretchen Gondek. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great weekend.